Otto Davis not only impacted me, he impacted the profession.
He was so recognizable as a figure in the National Football League that I think he gave the position of athletic training credibility within the National Football League.
I was very fortunate for 10 years to have Otto Davis as my athletic trainer. And there is no question I wouldn't have lasted 17 years as an NFL player.
Everybody that's a trainer now, head trainers, assistant trainers, or interns, in some kind of way, Otto has touched their lives.
I've been an agent for about 40 years, and I represent over 700 players and coaches and one trainer, and the trainer I had was Otto Davis, my client.
You know, I can remember going to training camp at Wider University and then Westchester University when Otho's the president of the National Association of Athletic Trainers. And we always had young people around learning the business, how to take care of themselves, how to take care of ourselves. These are young people that wanted to learn. So Otho was committed to athletic training. And when we saw that kind of commitment that he had to that profession, I think we all realized that Otho was a very special person.
When you're with those guys all the time, like, you know, we're here at 7 in the morning, 7 at night, a guy's hurt. Like a guy like Jason Kelce right now, I'm developing a relationship with him personally because he's with us so much. I think Otho did that, and then I think Otho did it with his athletes to make them feel like this was their second home.
Otho sold me a dog. He sold me cowboy boots. He sold me a cowboy hat. All this stuff. So, you know, we went on basketball trips together.
At the time I retired, I'd played 116 straight games in a row at starting quarterback. So that was a record which Brett Favre broke about 15 years later. Without Otho Davis teaching me how to take care of my body, taking care of my body himself, treating me the right way, training me the right way, there's no way I would have lasted that long.
He had legendary status within this organization. And the reason he had that is because he put the players' health care and their well-being and their emotional state as the paramount thing in his job. And so as a guy who's been fortunate enough to follow in his footsteps, I feel like I owe that to Otho, to his legacy, and to the Philadelphia Eagles and the organization. So I try to take care of those players like he took care of his players.
We all know that professional football is a tough, demanding, physical, violent job. But if you could put a smile on someone's face by playing some practical jokes, it kind of puts everyone at ease. And Otho Davis was the master.
I'm a goofball. You know, I hate to see a picture on the wall tilted. And for the 7 years I'm the head coach, the last 6 years I coached that team, I would come into my office on a weekly routine and find different pictures tilted. And I could not figure out who was doing it. I accused a lot of people. Lo and behold, I go to the hospice to see Otho Davis the day before he passes away, and I'm holding his hand, and I've got tears in my eyes, and he said, "Coach, I was the guy that tilted those pictures."
The one that always kind of jumps out was the trip to Atlantic City. You know, that's always the one where the veteran players are always in on. And about a week before your first night off at training camp, you've been busting it now twice a day for 7 weeks. And, you know, coach says, okay, we got Saturday night off. And the minute Otho would hear that, the signs would come out. Trip to Atlantic City, free. When you show up at the bus, you get $500 in casino chips. When you get to Atlantic City, we'll have a room for you. And, man, all the rookies were so excited. This is going to be great. Going to Atlantic City, a night off, a room, 500 in chips. So you're supposed to be there at the rec center, the student center, wherever the bus was supposed to leave, and everyone would be out there watching, and all the rookies would show up. There was no bus, and there was no trip to Atlantic City.